Hello and welcome to Flashback, debuting tonight at our new time and with a new every other week schedule. I'm Bruce Robinson, and for those of you who are new to the program, Flashback concentrates on music from the heyday of psychedelia, roughly the years from 1966 to 74. We endeavor to bring you an interesting mixture of the familiar and the obscure, usually with some sort of overarching theme or concept to tie it all together. In this hour, we'll revisit the output from one of the most interesting and successful boutique record labels of the 1970s, David Geffen's Asylum Records. As the name suggests, it was created to be a home for artists who found themselves at odds or unappreciated by the big record companies that dominated the business then, but were still having a hard time adjusting to the artistic demands of the musicians they signed. Or didn't. Geffen was initially an artist's manager, and he represented, among others, a young but highly talented songwriter by the name of Jackson Browne. Yet he was repeatedly frustrated in his efforts to get Browne a recording contract. So he ultimately launched a new, small record company to provide a vehicle to get Jackson's songs out to the listening public. But as things worked out, Jackson Browne's debut was actually the second album released by Asylum. The first, which came out 41 years ago this month, was by a wonderful and unclassifiable singer-songwriter named Judy Sill. So we begin with the opening track from that first Asylum album, which is called Crayon Angels.
Crayon angel songs are slightly out of tune, but I'm sure I'm not to blame. Nothing's happened, but I think it will soon, so I sit here waiting for God in a train to the astral plane. Magic rings I made have turned my finger green, and my mystic roses died. Guess reality is not as it seems, so I sit here hoping for truth and a ride to the other side. Prophet stole the only light I knew, and the darkness softly screamed. Holy visions disappeared from my view, but the angels come back and laugh in my dreams. I wonder what it means. Thank you. dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm a radio, I'm a country station, I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wild flower waiting for you, broadcasting tower. Loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women, you get bored so quick. And you don't like strong women, cause they're hip to your tricks. It's been dirty for dirty down the line, but you know I come when you whistle and you're loving and kind. If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me. Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from Redfoot Barney to the sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound. Smoking, call me at the station. The lights are open.
Shadows fell, hiding from the children so they would not tell. We would stay there till her sister rang the evening bell. Jamaica, say you will help me find a way to fill these empty. Say you will come again tomorrow, the daughter of a captain on the rolling seas. She would stare across the water from the trees. Last time he was home, he held her on his. The next time they would sail away, just where they please. Jamaica, say you will help me find a way to fill these lifeless sails and stay until my ships can find the sea. A comfort and a mercy through and through. Hiding from this world together, next thing I knew, they had brought her things down to the bay. What could I do? Jamaica, say you will help me find a way. Sales and
Somehow it seemed fitting to wrap up our opening set, not with an opening farewell, but with the opening track from that fine first record from Jackson Browne. It's called Jamaica Say You Will. Asylum Records was something of a haven for Southern California singer-songwriters, as we've already established. So also in that set was Tom Waits, whose first record, Closing Time, came out in early 1973. It included the song Old 55, which was soon covered by another Asylum act, the Eagles. We'll hear from them before too much longer. And of course, Joni Mitchell, who was a well-established artist and another Geffen management client. She was coming off her biggest critical and commercial success with the album Blue when she left Reprise Records for Asylum, where she released the superlative For the Roses record. Several of the songs there are just marvelous extended metaphors, like Banquet, Electricity, and the near hit You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. But there was more to Asylum than that sensitive songwriting. The label also showcased a good share of solid yet intelligent rock and roll. One example was the band that emerged from the splintering of Spirit, in my opinion, one of the finest groups of their day. Singer, keyboardist, and writer Jay Ferguson and bass player Mark Andes became half of JoJo Gunn, which came out of the gates with this track.
Thank you.
say. This guitar is a blessing, this piano is a muse, and the electricity's a devil with a 20-amp fuse. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. This is my rock and roll love letter to you. Gonna sign it, gonna sing it.
Fly, we'll burn it down.
White wing, you're a summertime. You ain't no friend of mine. You can't fly. Bye bye,
bye bye,
burn it down. You can't fly. You can't fly, burn it down. If it won't fly, burn it down.
John David Souther, more often known as J.D., was a mainstay of the world of Asylum Records, but more as a songwriter than a recording artist. Both the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt got numerous songs that Souther wrote, or had a hand in, like New Kid in Town, Best of My Love, Faithless Love, and more. But that's not to say he didn't put together some very tasty tracks on his own, such as White Wing, which we just heard. That opens side two of his first solo record, also coming out in 1972. Before that, we heard from Tim Moore, another guy whose songs got more notice than he did. At one time, a musical partner with Daryl Hall, later of Hall & Oates, Moore wrote Second Avenue, which was a modest hit for Art Garfunkel, and the song we heard, Rock and Roll Love Letter, which is a highlight of his album Behind the Eyes. That, too, was a big hit for a prefab pop act, but the original is what we heard. And JoJo Gunn, the name lifted from a Chuck Berry lyric, opened this threesome with Shake That Fat, from their self-titled debut disc. This is Flashback, the program that celebrates and excavates the music of the late 60s and early 70s. I'm Bruce Robinson, and in this edition, we're sampling songs from the Asylum Records catalog. Beyond their stable of gifted songwriters, Asylum was seen as a home for Southern California country rock, and there was ample reason for that, as we're about to hear. Starting with another contribution from J.D. Souther, he was the lead member of the Souther Hillman Fury Band. Along with Chris Hillman from the Byrds and Richie Fury from Buffalo Springfield, Souther wrote the title track for the trio's first record, Trouble in Paradise.
I guess I lost my connection. I heard you slip away, and then it came in loud and clear. You only hear what you want to hear, and everybody here says, sonny boy, you're on your way. But there's trouble in paradise. The story don't sound too nice, and you just can't sleep. Solid gold room. Well, there's trouble in paradise. They never turn out those lights, and you just can't close your eyes in a solid gold room. Baby, you've been looking at the future, and I know you think you found it, and now you want. Solid gold room. But there's trouble.
Well, if you ever feel lonesome and you're down in San Antonio, beg, steal, or borrow two nickels or a dime and call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers.
Picture in both of you.
That's Already Gone, the scorching leadoff track from the Eagles' On the Border record. A lot more rock than country on that one, but less so for the other tunes in that set, such as the Linda Ronstadt ballad Don't Cry Now. That was the title track from her last album before she really broke through with Heart Like a Wheel. And the song was written by, yes, J.D. Souther, who also produced the album. Midnight Moonlight was from The Rowans, written by Brother Peter, but sung by all three, Lauren and Chris, from the first record they cut as a trio and also as The Rowans, as opposed to The Rowan Brothers, which was just the two younger brothers. And we began the set with a track that could have passed for the Eagles, but wasn't. Trouble in Paradise was the initial calling card from the Souther Hillman Furey Band, a mighty talented trio that was only able to make it through two albums before Richie Furey swore off rock and roll and devoted himself to his ministry. Too bad for us music lovers. Another part of the Asylum Records story is the way that David Geffen was able to attract some established top talent to his stable, even if just for a single record. We don't have time enough to sample it all, but we will hear some standout examples, starting with a highlight from the first solo album from Creedence Clearwater Revival frontman John Fogerty.
Cause it almost fell. on a night like this. I'm so glad you came around. Hold on to me so tight and heat up some coffee ground. We got much to talk about and much to reminisce. It sure is right on a night like this. On a night like this, I'm so glad you're here to stay. Hold on to me, pretty miss, and say you'll never go away too straight. Run your fingers down my spine and bring me a touch of bliss. It sure feels right on a night like this. On a night like this, I can't get any sleep. The air is so cold outside and the snow is so deep. Build a fire, throw on logs and listen to it hiss. And let it burn, 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 burn on a night like this. Plenty of room for us, so please don't elbow me. Let the four winds blow around this old cabin door. If I'm not too far off, I think we did this once before. There's more frost on the window glass with each new tender kiss, and it sure feels right on a night like this.
Yes, even Bob Dylan made an appearance on the Asylum label. I think that Planet Waves record and the double live set with the band that quickly followed it were the only albums he's ever done that were not released on Columbia. The Byrds also spent their entire career on the Columbia label, with the exception of a short-lived reunion that lasted just long enough to put together this comeback record that didn't really make it all the way back. Yes, it was on Asylum. It did have some tasty moments, including the Gene Clark song we heard, Things Will Be Better. And of course, there was John Fogerty setting the pace with Almost Saturday Night from his first self-titled solo record, which finally came out in 1975. Of course, there were other fine acts also heard on Asylum Records, among them Warren Zevon, the Cape Brothers, Steve Goodman, a final album from Traffic, and another one-off from Booker T and the MGs. But their biggest collection of star power was on the No Nukes soundtrack double album, which included Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor and Carly Simon, the Doobie Brothers, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Poco, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But that record is also the only official recording of the legendary encore concert finale by Bruce Springsteen and the original E Street Band. I can't think of a better way to end this show either. So here it comes. I'm Bruce Robinson. Good night.
Looking by the now, you should come. just blue.